That's where we find KDK TV sports director, the host of the KDK Plus and 93.7, the Fan Simulcast Nightly Sports Call, the great Bob Pompiani. Bob, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat in 10 minutes?
Probably two. That's about it.
In
but
10
you were
minutes?
Talking about you were talking about chugging beers. I used to be good at that until I switched over to wine. And then
you don't chug
wine.
And then, you don't chug wine. Those tannins will really sneak up on you.
Bob, just like you can play a game of cards and it's dealer's choice, if someone said to Bob Pompiani, we're going to have an eating contest, you get to pick the food that you think you're best at eating a lot of in a short amount of time, what would you pick?
Sushi.
It's a pretty good
one. Man, you were ready to go with that, Bob.
Are you talking sashimi, just the chunks of fish, or the actual rolled sushi with all that rice? Because that rice will pile up on you, Bob.
No. Sashimi, if you do that, the rice thickens everything. It makes it too difficult to do. Just like hot dog buns, this is why they water them down. You better water a lot of buns.
Pony, what would
watering
your food,
buns.
What would your food be for that? Pony.
Oh, what would my food be?
Mine would be buttered toast.
Blueberries.
Come on. It's a fruit. I could probably eat 3 pounds of blueberries.
I'm telling you
right now,
I can eat blueberries for hours.
Watch you shovel blueberries
Amanda down. Just gets entire containers and they're gone 5 minutes later and she gets upset with me about it.
They're good for you too. Cancer fighting agents, you know.
Oh, free radicals gone once you start eating blueberries.
Antioxidants, Bob.
No nitrates in blueberries, Bob. Pony's very worried about the nitrates in many of our favorite foods.
Hey, just do it in moderation. You'll be good.
Bob, would you mortgage the future for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.?
Define mortgage the future.
Well, someone and another person, so that makes two people, told me that they are interested in the Soto package, which is what, if they do trade him, which is what the Nats got back from the Padres, and Chris said it was like 6 players, that trade.
Yeah, that's an awful lot. No, I wouldn't do that, but I would be interested in making a deal. And the Pirates have a lot of good, talented prospects who are just that right now, prospects. They look good because they haven't been up here and haven't been exposed a little bit. So, I would be – it's tough. I get it. There are people out there who just don't want to give up on prospects. You build prospects for a reason because you haven't been very good. Utilize some of them. So, for him, if it became a pitcher like a Chandler, Solamento, somebody like that, and a player, whether it's Tamar Johnson, I think I would do it because I want to cash in on something.
Would
now.
You do
kinda
Johnson, Chandler, Ashcroft, and Sawinski for him, all four?
Say that again?
Johnson, Chandler, Ashcraft, and Sawinski.
Ashcraft is, from what I heard, is pretty good. There are a lot of very talented guys down there. Sawinski, somebody's going to have to be willing to take a chance on him and see something that they like, they think they can correct. And that certainly is not without question. I mean, that's happened before.
So is this a yes or a no? Yes, this is a yes?
Yeah, I would probably do it just because, again, I think they're in a position if they somehow – at some point you got to do this. Make a run. Get in. If you get in, this team, strangely enough, could win more than most teams in the postseason, even though it may be harder to get to the postseason.
Well, that's why we were urging the guy that put the betting ticket out there, $1 to make $1 million, he shouldn't cash out. Are you aware of this fellow? Are you aware?
I heard, yes.
What would you
don't
do if you
out.
You would not? Donnie said go no. Take the $11 right now.
No. You got to be in it to win it.
I think that the right play here is to wait, Bob, not because you want to win $1 million, but because if the Pirates are like 4 games over 500 2 months from now, that cash out number is going to go up.
That's true, too.
That's the real – I'm talking very pragmatically, Bob. It sounds like you're just saying for $1, your ass better be sitting in there waiting for that $1 million.
Yeah, exactly. You don't get too many chances at it, so why not?
Bob, I want to jump around with you for a second. Pony asked you about that trade. We just had Sean Gentile. We're very fond of his hockey acumen. He's a buddy of ours. And he said, likeliest Penguin to get traded in the next couple of days, Tristan Jarry. Your thought on that?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised because obviously they believe in Nedeljkovic at some level. He took over the job last year for Jarry, a stretch of 2 weeks in a row. I mean, it was clear that Sullivan did not want to go back to him at that particular point in time, and he stuck with Nedeljkovic. And you also have to make way for people. A guy like Joel Blomquist deserves a chance if they believe. They had Gustafsson here, and Rutherford traded him. I think that was some – if he had to do that over, I bet he would tell you that he wouldn't have included him in that trade. But you got young goaltenders, you got to make way for them at some point. And if you get a proper return, which I hope would include different kind of hockey players, more Michael Bunting than Jake Guentzel, even though I respect Jake and everything he's done. You know, you need more of those kind of straight line forward guys who go to the net. And also, they have guys who are ready, I think, to take the next step up here, and they have roadblocks. That's the problem with this. Guys like Malkin are making it impossible for maybe a guy like Braden Jaeger or anyone else who fits that.
Bob, I am very surprised to hear you say this, because you have long been a Jari apologist. You've been a Jari defender for a very long time.
And I still think he's a good goaltender. But again, I would think they need other things. My rationale for this is they need something different.
Yes.
They need a different kind of component up front and the way they play.
I agree. It sounds like you're finally coming over to my line of thinking. When I would say those things on the sports call, you would shout
your
me
line
down.
Your line of thinking was you just soured on him. I'm not souring on him. I'm not. I think he's a good goaltender, and I wouldn't be surprised if he goes someplace and is not only solid in the regular season, but does some of the good things in the postseason. I still believe in his talent. I'm just saying they need something else, and maybe the only way to get it is by trading someone like him if there's a need for a team and a goaltender. So goaltenders are very important, and all these teams know it.
Bob, here's a random one for you. Mulsey said jump around like that song.
House of Pain.
Yeah, that they play at Wisconsin football games. If LeBron's son gets drafted early tonight, is that embarrassing? Your thoughts on him getting drafted mostly or mainly because of who his dad is? What's your take?
If it would have been high in the first round, I would have said that, yes. But in the second round, no. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers take him. What do they pick, 55? You know, they went with Dalton Knecht, who's an older guy. And
me were raving about Knecht last night. We were lockstep on
Knecht. I think he's a great player, but he's also older.
If they add in a deeper shot in the NBA, it could be Knecht 4, Bob.
And we also...
guys like Carrington,
yes.
You know, they like the fact that he's 18 going on 19, and he's got a lot of, you know, four-year head start in terms of age on a guy like Knecht. I like Knecht, but I think now that they have him, they probably will, if he's available, take him there. Is it embarrassing? No. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if a team like San Antonio does it, try to lure LeBron away if need be.
You know? What if you were Boston and you don't want to lure LeBron because you're the reigning champions, but you picked directly before them? Tim Legler went on ESPN and basically said they should treat it like a hostage situation in a movie. It's a great clip. He just goes on First Take or whatever and says, the Celtics should pick him at pick 54 and then send a message to the Lakers GM and say, we have your son. It'll take Austin Reeves to get him.
That would be a smart
that's
move.
That's like a funny way to put it, but why wouldn't you do that if you were a team like Boston? Why not try? Because you know LeBron wants to play with his son. That's the entire impetus for all of this. Why not try to do that?
No, I would not be opposed to it. I think it's a very interesting way to look at it. And, you know, if I can make a deal, I don't know about Austin Reeves. I like Austin Reeves. He's one of the bright young players I thought on that team. So, you know, if they did that, that would be crazy to me, but I can understand why they would do it. And then make a trade. If they're that desperate to get him over there and LeBron insists that he'll return only if that's done, then sure, make that deal. But I don't think it's going to come to that. I actually believe he's going to be taken before that by somebody. And again, somebody like a San Antonio, somebody else who may want to lure LeBron away.
Now, will Bob watch that, or the fact that there's no Pirates game tonight? Do you turn it into a romantic evening with Lisa? Do you maybe binge watch a show? You go to maybe a musical?
I'm going to be at work, so I'll be talking to you about it later, Pony. So, no, I'll be there. I'll be the debate's on tonight. I'll be interested to see how that goes. And then there's always something to watch, but I will keep an eye on that NBA draft, as we did last time.
Wow. So you will watch the debate, Bob?
Sure, why not?
Well, because some people are apolitical. Some people don't like to get involved in all that stuff.
Well, typically, I don't get involved in a lot of this. I just like to see how.
Let's be honest. It's going to be an entertainment product. It's on one channel. CNN's got like full rights. I was reading a story about how they've made this into like an entertainment.
But it's going to be on KDKA TV also.
Oh,
so but don't you have to have like the CNN graphics in there? Like they have just said, if you're going to carry this on network television, you have to have our stuff in there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not a big fan of having constraints on how this thing is done, the way they've set it up. I don't think that's necessarily the right way to go.
Well, we've actually gotten early access to one of the things that Trump is going to bring up tonight on the broadcast, Bob.
We love Big Ben. Big Ben's a friend of mine. Big Ben's great. We play golf together. He once hit a shot that went dead right into a tree. It was a massive tree like this. The ball hit the tree so hard, I swear, I said, Ben, within 2 years, that tree is going to be dead. And you know what? 2 years later, I shouldn't say this because we have a lot of tree lovers here. But 2 years later, that tree was dead. He is a strong guy, and he's a good guy, too. Big Ben.
Bob, I heard Ben didn't really like those comments because it made him out to be a bad golfer.
Yeah, that's not the exact thing I would do to throw out that I know Big Ben and love Big Ben. And this is why, because man, I saw him hit a shank shot. That's basically what he's telling, a shank. I haven't seen Ben ever hit a shank shot. He's a pretty good, reliable golfer, so I don't know.
Now, how about this ditty from Trump as well?
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back? Right? How about that whole deal? And we do love Penn State. Do we love Penn State? I mean, in all fairness. We love Penn State, but we love Pittsburgh, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, Donald.
He's like a guy in there. He's like a comedian rating the responses as he goes. There's some boos when he says, we're going to bring that back about Paterno. And then he's trying to
gauge. And he had been dead for several years, Bob.
He's talking about the statue, but he's trying to like gauge the audience reaction to get a bigger pop there. Like he's doing a promo in a wrestling ring.
Yeah, it's a little outlandish at times, but
he's a WWE Hall of Famer, Bob.
He didn't know that.
What's that?
Donald Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah. He's always around doing stuff. He doesn't mind doing all those sorts of things. And if I remember correctly, he had a pretty prominent role in some of their broadcasts that they did. So
he shaved Vince McMahon's head on the air, didn't he? Wasn't that how that went down, Donnie?
Yep.
Yeah, WrestleMania 23. Billionaire versus Donnie billionaire
knows the
match.
Exact WrestleMania. Well, that's impressive.
Donnie probably knows how long the match went. Minutes and
Detroit,
seconds.
Detroit, Michigan, April of 2007.
Yeah, I don't think that came up on the first date with Sarah, Bob. I think he saved that for a later conversation.
Yeah, you don't want to bring that up. That's a date killer right there if you do.
Last one, Bob. Who do you think wins the producer hot dog eating contest on Wednesday? You work with a lot of these guys on the weekends, too, so you've actually done deep research.
I think if Steve Benko from your side of things got involved, he could absolutely take it down.
Well, how about Jared Barton? He's a bigger man. He could.
Yeah, Jared could put it down. Steve is deceptively good at eating, so I think you'd be surprised how much he can do.
Like Kobayashi. He's not the biggest guy in the world, right. But he can put it away.
He puts it away. He knows how to compartmentalize, and he gets down there in whatever department it needs to be. I think Joel Nelson is somebody who may be surprised. He's a low-key kind of guy, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's out there practicing right now because I think he needs some warm-up, some repetition. I think Callis probably is the leading contender, although Donnie Football lost so much weight he could afford to put it back. So I'm going to go with Donnie Football, and I think he'll consume, is it 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 yes. minutes.
I think he'll consume 12 in 10 minutes, and everybody else will gag.
Thank you, Bob. We'll talk next week.
All right, see you guys.